The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Donald Trump won, you guys, and it has been fantastic to revel in the leftist tears. I'm here in Washington, D.C., so there's been a lot of that. But apart from the leftists, I do want to talk about the specific things that happened in order for us to get here, as well as review the predictions that I made for this election. So, I told you so, guys. I told you Trump would win. I made the prediction literally over a year ago when Donald Trump got into the race, and I had some data back then, but the data only got stronger for Donald Trump over time. Obviously, there were some switches with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden that changed some things, but even through that, the data was strong for Donald Trump, and I'll talk about a lot of that today. So I just want to get first into it. My first prediction for this is that the switcheroo was a big mistake for Democrats. One of the things I said right away was that Biden was actually stronger than Kamala Harris, and we'll never know that for certain because we just don't, like, Biden didn't run, so we don't know, but you can confidently, you can look at it, and you can see that Kamala Harris was not a strong candidate throughout this. And obviously a lot of this that I'm gonna talk about is hindsight is 2020. We can see very clearly that Kamala wasn't good then, but obviously 2 days ago, a lot of people were afraid. So I'm gonna acknowledge that. But I also have to acknowledge the fact that I said that Kamala Harris was not a strong candidate. It turns out that when you don't vet your candidates, they make a lot of gaffes. It's not good because when you, this is something that no one talked about for some reason. When you saw Joe Biden up on stage making gaffes, you saw this old man, you saw someone in their 80s, and most of us thought to themselves, you know, I don't really want that as president. But you did see, oh, well, he is 80, so that makes sense. Like, you look at your grandpa and you think, yeah, he's 80, he would make gaffes too. But the problem for Kamala Harris is she has no excuse, and she made just as many gaffes in this campaign as Biden did. But there's no excuse for her. She's not 80 years old, and so you look at that and you think, well, she's awful. And that's what people did in this. And so here's some reference for you guys on how bad Kamala Harris got shellacked. Trump came closer to winning New York than Kamala Harris came to winning Florida. Just for some reminders, Trump won by like 0.02% in 2016 in Florida. Then he won by, I think, 2%. Against Joe Biden in 2020, he won by 14 freaking percent in Florida. It's crazy. I mean, he almost won New Hampshire, New Jersey, Virginia. Those states started to become in play. And in the end, he lost some of them by 3-5%. But that is close. That is close from where he was in 2016 and 2020. This is his most landslide-esque victory of the three races that he has. I was actually at the Republican watch party here in Washington, D.C., and the energy was very positive throughout the night. At no point was there this feeling in the room that Donald Trump was not going to win. I actually have a moment of when I think he won. I think it was Ohio, and you can just see how electric the evening was. So anyway, I think that I was right about it being a huge mistake for Dems to switch out Biden for Kamala Harris. There's this viral video of Jake Tapper. I don't have the video. I think most of you have probably already seen it because it's really gone viral. And it's when he realizes this about Kamala. Kamala Harris did not outperform Biden in a single county in the United States. This is why I say the switcheroo is a mistake. And obviously, again, we don't know, would Biden have not outperformed past Biden? And obviously, Biden this time would be a very different Biden than in 2020 because he's older and not liked in a way that he was in 2020. But the fact that Kamala Harris did not outperform Biden in a single county is such a damning indictment for Democrats. Like, holy cow, you can't win one county better than you did in 2020. Not one. That's how bad she was. And here was the biggest thing that I was right about, though, guys. The switcheroo, a few people said that. But one thing that no one talked about that I really harped on and I turned out to be right on was the low turnout. I said that people would not show up for Kamala Harris. And here's the thing. I had so many people around me saying, no, Josh, people are energized by Kamala Harris. She's the new fresh face. She's a replacement of the old guy. And people, the honeymoon period was so big. And people talked about how the turnout for Kamala Harris would be insane. And sure enough, it was not. Here are the turnout numbers I have them for you. I'll pull them up right here. Look at the blue line. The blue line is the same as 2016-2012. It never got bigger. For Republicans, it got way bigger. Donald Trump had, he did have big turnout. Now you'll look, Republican turnout went down from 2020. Democrat turnout from 2020 went way down. The reason why is because they changed all the voting rules for 2020. You cannot look at 2020 the same. You cannot think that it has anything to do with this election. And Democrats made the mistake of thinking that it was. And they made the mistake of thinking that Kamala Harris inspired turnout. And it never did. She never did. She's a nothing person. I mean, she's got no substance to her. For that reason, no one showed up for her. And you've got, by the way, if you look on Twitter right now, on X, I should say, Democrats are up in arms. They do not understand the fact that the turnout could be so low. In fact, many people are calling it election fraud. Go figure. Big surprise, Donald Trump wins in a landslide and they call it election fraud. Obviously, we all knew this would happen. But you can see that when the voting rules went back to normal, Donald Trump won in a landslide. Turnout for Trump was very good. I have to say that. And that brings me to the other thing that I was right about, which is that the minorities are what won Trump the presidency. Hispanics specifically, I'll just talk about a couple. Hispanics specifically showed up for Trump in historic numbers. There were some counties, I think the most Hispanic county in the United States is in Texas. It swung 30 points for Donald Trump from where it was in 2020. That is massive. And here's what that means. It means that they just want to return to normalcy. It turns out that these Hispanics, they may be second generation immigrants. They're citizens, so I'm assuming they're not, you know, I'm assuming the people that voted for Donald Trump are not illegal immigrants. They came here, their parents came here, their grandparents, and it turns out they came here for better jobs, and it turns out that that better economy is under Trump. It also turns out that they are way more conservative than a lot of people have let them on to be. And I've said this from the beginning. If Republicans can come up with a good strategy to bring Latinos in, they will win elections. Do not demonize Hispanics. They are very conservative. Black men showed up for Donald Trump, guys. Big time. Harris basically lost the support of every minority group from where they were with Biden 4 years ago. And this brings me to the last thing. Isaac Saul. Isaac Saul is kind of like moderate left, I would say. He's the creator of Tangle. He had a very good response for why Democrats lost so bad. It's really, really good. I'm going to read it for you guys right here. This is what he said. He said, some free advice for Democrats. Maybe telling people the economy is great when prices are skyrocketing is not a great way to message on the issue. Maybe signaling to white men, a massive share of the voting population, that their very existence is inherently racist, sexist, or somehow in need of correction is not a good idea. Maybe trotting out Liz Cheney, the daughter of the architect of the U.S.'s prolonged Middle East presence, and Bill Clinton, the architect of NAFTA, as surrogates for your party is disastrously silly. Maybe not holding legitimate, open, and fair primary elections is still a bad strategy for picking your presidential candidate. Maybe decent chunks of this country are perfectly willing to accept high levels of immigration, but refuse to accept a disorganized, chaotic system that provides no resistance for millions of people to enter the country illegally or through a broken asylum process. That sums it up. It could be that simple. That's why Democrats lost. Even those Hispanics, again, he said it perfectly, those Hispanics may like high levels of immigration, but it turns out that even the people who came here illegally don't like illegal immigrants. And again, they might have come here illegally, had kids, those kids voted. Those kids do not like the broken asylum process. Muslim, I mean, in Georgia, black men voted for Trump. That's why Georgia swung. In Pennsylvania, the Amish showed up for Trump. In Michigan, Muslims endorsed Donald Trump and showed up for him. This is the most diverse coalition of Republicans in American history. That cannot be understated. That is why Donald Trump won. That is why Kamala Harris lost. You guys know that I'm very passionate about men's health. That is why I partnered with Caliber. Unfortunately, men, I'm talking to you. You are not settling for your best when it comes to condoms. Settling for that generic brand that literally, this blows my mind. It says one size fits all on the label as if that's a good thing. It does not inspire confidence. It does not create a good experience, and it may not even offer the protection that you are wanting with Caliber. On the flip side, they have six, not just one, six sizes to choose from, and they make it very easy to start with a Find Your Size sampler. For a limited time for my viewers, you will get a $25 gift card with a first-time purchase, and there's no risk to you because they have a money-back guarantee. Don't settle for mediocre contraception that doesn't even fit, guys. Caliber is 5 times tested for maximum comfort and sensitivity. So join the thousands of customers who are improving their sexual fitness with Caliber. Simply go to the link in my description. I've got it there. You can see what it is all about, and you can start with that Find Your Size sampler today. So Trump had a bombshell victory, and I got the electoral map wrong, guys, I have to admit. And I want to show you my predictions versus what actually happened. Obviously, they haven't called all the swing states yet, but it's very clear what's going to happen. In fact, I'm very surprised they haven't called all of them. Fox News has called most of them at this point. Here's the map that I put up. You can see it looks pretty standard, but I said that in the swing states, Donald Trump would lose Wisconsin and Nevada. That's what I thought would happen. This is what actually is happening. Wisconsin and Nevada went to Donald Trump. So I was wrong. I thought that this was going, Trump basically exceeded my expectations. He crushed it in those states. And by the way, those other states like Pennsylvania and Michigan, which I thought he would win, he won by way more than I thought. And he got way closer than I thought in other states like New Jersey or New York even, or Virginia. And by the way, I haven't even talked about the Senate. I predicted 53 to 54 Republican wins, and it looks like that is exactly what's going to happen, maybe 55 if we're lucky. So in terms of the Senate, things went fabulously well for Republicans. Now, speaking of getting things wrong at times, we have to talk about the polls. The polls got it way wrong this time. I said they would. There was some talk about maybe they would do better this time. They didn't do better this time. They were way off. There was about a 4-point swing for Trump in most of these swing states. And it is essentially impossible to poll Trump voters in any accurate way. And I've said that from the beginning. I don't think that will always be true for Republicans. I think they should be careful in the future about just saying that there's always this inherent bias. I think it's just a fact that Trump voters don't like to talk to pollsters. And unfortunately, there is a stigma that I think is slowly going away, but there is still a stigma about voting for Trump. For that reason, they were able to poll accurately. For that reason, I predicted Trump would win, but even I didn't realize he was going to win in such a big way. Think, though, for a moment. Oh, man, this is funny. This is probably the funniest thing I've read about the election. Isaac Saul wrote this as well. I like Isaac Saul a lot. He's on the left, but he's moderate. He wrote this about how funny this election is going to be when it comes to the shift of power. He said, speaking of odd dynamics, what's going to happen over the next few months? Listen to this. An incumbent president is sharing the White House with a vice president who replaced him on the ticket against his wishes and then lost. The president-elect, Trump, is returning to the White House to serve a non-consecutive second term, taking the White House back from the same person he lost it to. And of course, Biden will now have to oversee the peaceful transfer of power to Trump after Trump refused to do the same after the 2020 election. I don't agree with him there, but this is where it gets really funny. He says, oh, and Vice President Kamala Harris will have to preside over the joint session of Congress on January 6th to certify Trump's election victory. That's why this is unique. This is not Hillary Clinton, guys. Hillary Clinton had nothing to do with certifying the 2016 election. This is the person who lost having, it's one thing to concede the election. That's one thing. But you actually have to certify it as the vice president. That is Kamala Harris's role. So basically Donald Trump gets to rub it in her face in a way, and Republicans in general in a way that just hasn't been done in a very long time. That is what we have to look forward to. If you're a true conservative, you need Daily Wire Plus. Daily Wire Plus has all the good conservative media. You've heard about them. Am I racist? What is a woman? All of Jordan Peterson's exclusive content is all on there, but you need to go quick because they have 47% off in honor of Donald Trump, who is now our 47th president. If you use the code FIGHT and if you use the link in my description below, you support my channel. And again, you get that 47% off at Daily Wire Plus. Thanks so much for watching, guys. Please go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel as well, and check out another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.